This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. In the next few weeks, producers will fill out USDA surveys that will provide the data for the June acreage report. We will hear more from Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4. Location?
Graber back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5EC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says the surveys for the June acreage report from USDA will provide a very important snapshot of the acreage for the year.
That is the report that tells us how many acres of the various crops producers actually planted for this upcoming season. But also we've got grain stocks and rice stocks reports being released.
Honig says the reports will be published on June 30th and that farmer surveys are vital to the acreage report.
As we prepare for these important reports at the end of June, it will be survey-based. And so when we talk about acreage, we're well aware that farmers will certify their acres with FSA. And in a couple of months, when those data become available, that will be a key component of what NAS uses to estimate acreage. But in June, those data don't exist yet. Certification has not taken place. Geospatial information also valuable for measuring acreage, but not in June because the crops have not emerged to the point where satellites can identify those crops.
Honig explains that the more producer input included in the acreage survey, the more accurate the data in the report will be.
At this point in the year, it is very survey driven. And so what we'll do is we'll put those survey forms in the hands of farmers. The bottom line is this is the only source of data this time of year to tell us about acreage. And so the more information we can get back from the producers, the more accurate these estimates can be.
Producers can fill out the June agricultural surveys online at agcounts.usda.gov by phone or by email. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.